Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Six annual WrestleMania special. You're in for a real treat tonight, and we have two very special guests, Doug Hunt and Travis Peterson, to join Aaron and Andrew as we go over WrestleMania 31. So let's get right into the matches. So let's talk about the pre-show. It's going to be Kid and Cesaro versus the Usos versus Los Matadors versus New Day. Can I get a New Day?
New Day.
Thank you. So Aaron, what are your thoughts on this match?
They've done a decent job of building this up. You know, you have a team get a win over another, who gets a win over another, you know, just a back and forth type thing. But I'm going to have to go with Kid and Cesaro to take the victory here.
All right, Travis, what are your thoughts on this match?
Well, I feel like they haven't done such a good job on prepping for this tag team battle. But I do want to say the momentum's going to stay with Kid and Cesaro. I think they've won the crowd over, and I think they're going to put on a good match.
All right, Doug, your thoughts?
I like the build-up to it. It hasn't been too bad. I like the flow that they had where they went from one match right into the other matches, a couple Raws ago. I think if they get shows flowing like that where they didn't cut into background stuff as much, Raw would be a lot better. I'm going to go with New Day on this one, though. As much as I would love to see Kid and Cesaro win, I just go with the WWE's going to upset me and go with New Day.
I'm actually going to go with the New Day as well because I think it's going to be a New Day in the tag team division, so why not give it to the New Day? But yeah, so this is definitely going to be, of course, they said it's going to be the pre-show, so this is going to go on about, what, 5:20-ish or so? And hopefully they'll give them, you know, a good 30 minutes, but they won't. So they'll give him 10. I'm surprised they didn't do this match at the Hall of Fame. I don't know why, but I thought for some reason they would somehow throw a match in a Hall of Fame. But yeah.
What?
Exactly. All right, so let's talk about the IC title ladder match. We have Barrett going against R-Truth, Dean Ambrose, Luke Harper, Dolph Ziggler, Daniel Bryan, and Stardust. Doug, who is going to win this match?
I think you're going to see Daniel Bryan actually win this match. He is my pick to win. I would like to see somebody else win. As much as I really hate the idea, I kind of would laugh if R-Truth would somehow end up with a title. Like if you had two people fighting over it, they throw it up in the air and he's the one that catches it. That would be my off-the-wall end win. But I think you have Daniel Bryan win it and bring some prestige to the IC title, and I'll go into a little bit of that later.
All right, Travis, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's kind of a toss-up for me. I agree with Doug 100% that it's going to be a big name to take over that title, whether it be Barrett or Bryan or even Dean Ambrose. But yeah, they need to bring the spotlight back to the Intercontinental Championship. Just like the ladder match way back when between Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon. So I think I'm going to go ahead and maintain with Barrett retaining the title.
Good one. Aaron, your thoughts?
I'm going with Doug and Daniel Bryan, although it would not surprise me if they decided to have Barrett keep the title since they've kind of made him look a little weak over the past month or so. And so to have him retain wouldn't be too bad of an idea. But I think that, you know, in order, Daniel Bryan, Dean Ambrose, Wade Barrett would be the three, but I'm going with Daniel Bryan.
Well, I'm actually going to go with Wade Barrett as well. But the thing is, this match was different for me. With Brock re-signing, this changes everything. That's why I went with Barrett, because I believe that Daniel Bryan would have won this title. But now with Brock re-signing, I think that's just my thoughts. You got to keep it on Wade, and then Wade can then say, I beat these guys, blah, 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 and then he's going to drop to Sheamus the following night. But anyways, so, I mean, do you think this is going to be the best match of the night, Travis?
Even if it were on all performance levels to be a hell of a match, we still have the Icon versus the Icon, and then we have Brock Lesnar to follow up on that. So it's no holds barred. WWE going to break my heart again? I don't know.
What, you, so you think they're going to break your heart?
I you know, as long as I go with the glasses half empty, I can't be too disappointed. Am I right?
That's true. Yep. Doug, your thoughts on this match?
This is the one I'm looking forward to the most. And I feel like this has kind of that Money in the Bank feel of it when that first came out. And then every WrestleMania after that, I was like, oh, I can't wait for the Money in the Bank match. So that's what I'm kind of looking for in this kind of a style of match. And I really think that you have your best wrestlers in this match for the most part between Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, Daniel Bryan, and I even really like Barrett. So we'll see how this goes. But I think this will be match of the night when all comes to end.
Hey, Doug, I do have a question about Wade Barrett. Why is it when he turns his elbow pad inside out, does that become more effective than if he just leaves it, you know, the regular way?
What you see is it's a magnetic thing. You have the polar opposites, whereas when you have it in the normal way, everything's fine. But when you reverse it, it's like it's going to now it protects on the red side in, but when it's on the red side out, it goes to harm.
Gotcha.
I don't think it does, but. I didn't understand it, but okay.
For some reason, I wanted to ask you that. I have no idea why. Aaron, do you have anything you want to elaborate on this match?
No. Let's move on, though, to Randy Orton and Seth Rollins. Andy, what are your thoughts on this match?
This is an easy one for me. Randy Orton's going to win. That's it. There's nothing
but
else.
Why?
It's easy because he's just coming back, and you have to beat a guy down before you build him up. If Rollins is going to be your heavyweight champion at some point, you got to have him, you know, put Randy Orton over, even though he doesn't need it. But that's what I think is going to happen. So, Travis, what are your thoughts?
Well, you said earlier mentioning the re-signing of Brock Lesnar. I'm completely thrown for a whirl now on who's going to win what. You know, is that Money in the Bank going to even be relevant anymore? So due to the signing of Brock Lesnar, future matches, I'm going with Randy Orton.
Nice. Doug, your thoughts?
I'm actually going to go with Rollins on this one. And I think it's going to be a shady win, but I think you're building up Rollins right now, and he's got a lot of momentum going for him. Yeah, Randy Orton just came back, but I think this is a feud that can continue on. But I think it mostly continues on only if Rollins wins.
All right, Aaron?
And I agree with Doug, and you know, as we'll talk about a little bit later, it could continue in a interesting way. So that's all I will say about that.
All right, so let's move on to AJ Lee and Paige versus the Bella Twins. I know, Aaron, you're really excited about this match, so who's going to win?
I'm actually going to go with the Bellas because I think that if AJ Lee and Paige win, I think they just kind of end the feud there. I think if you have the Bellas win, then you can go into the next pay-per-view with AJ Lee and Paige going against the Bellas or even potentially a Fatal 4-Way. So I think that there are some options here, but I think you have to have a heel win. And so that's why I would go with the Bellas.
All right. And I'm actually going to agree with you on this. I would rather see AJ Lee and Paige win, but I believe the Bellas are going to win because to me, it's the only thing that makes sense. So, Doug, your thoughts?
I'm going to say yes on the Bellas, too, winning. I just think that WWE, even though I really actually enjoyed the match on Raw between Paige and Nikki, I thought it was a really good match. The ending was a little poor, but I think they're going to I guess they're trying to recycle all their material, and it's going to end up being another AJ versus Paige summer, and it's going to focus on that the whole time, whether they have the belt or not.
All right, Travis, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with the Bellas as well, so we'll go ahead and clear that mark up. I really think the WWE has taken to heart what Triple H said on Stone Cold's podcast about, you know, putting the focus more, you know, giving the women more time to put on a show. Obviously, that NXT bout for the women's title. I don't remember the name of that.
It was Bayley, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks.
It was spectacular. Yeah, I mean, I haven't. That's probably. I mean, brought me back to the times of Trish Stratus and Lita, and all of those guys. But you know, like I said, I'm glad. You know, just like on Raw, what Doug was saying, they had a lot of, you know, had a lot more time to put on a match, and it was excellent. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Bellas. The heels are gonna retain, and yeah, they'll be able to build from there.
Ah, excellent. So the next match we have is Rusev versus John Cena. And, you know, my thoughts on this is I believe John Cena is going to be the new U.S. Heavyweight Champion. Doug, your thoughts?
I agree. I think this is it. This is the – I mean, it's not how I would have booked it, but Cena is going to win this title.
Travis?
America.
All right, Aaron?
Yeah, America. John Cena is going to win. You know, the funny thing is, I think with Brock Lesnar resigning, it's changed a lot of our picks. And I think this probably changed mine because John Cena, I might have picked Rusev beforehand, but there's a good chance that John Cena is going to win and he's going to have to bring that belt some prestige because the World Heavyweight title is not going to be defended on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I do agree with that. That's the only reason why I actually picked Cena. So, the next one is Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt. Doug, who will win this match?
Undertaker will win. This will be I think it'll be a decent match, but I'm curious whether even Taker will live through it just because of age and injury and all that other stuff. But this will hopefully be his signing off match, and I think it's a good match. And I think Bray has done a wonderful job promoting it.
Yeah, I will agree with you on that. I think the fact that Bray can cut these great promos, I think that helps out this feud in a lot of ways. Travis, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make this the last match for The Undertaker with a win, going out on top in WrestleMania, even though he lost to Brock last year. But... you know, he's passing I think he's really passing the torch to Wyatt, and obviously Wyatt has everything that it takes to be just as powerful as The Undertaker's persona is. I mean, yeah, obviously his promos alone are, you know, basically, yeah, they're uncanny.
All right, and Aaron, so you said Undertaker, is that right?
Yep. I'm going to go with Taker and I, you know, echoing everyone else's thoughts. Although I think there's one minor thing I'm going to change, which is going to lead into the next one. Taker's going to win this year. And then next year, he's going to go against the winner of the next match, which is Sting. And I think we'll finally see Taker versus Sting at WrestleMania 32.
I'm going to say that Taker loses. I believe Bray's going to win. So do you think Bray is going to take on Triple H or Sting then?
No.
Anyways, yeah. So Sting versus Triple H is an interesting one because to me, it just states that Sting has to win. I mean, there's no other way around it. But Travis, what are your thoughts on this?
I think that we're not even going to get a match and that the announcers are going to overpromote the new sponsor, which is going to be Rogaine for this match, if you catch my reference.
Well,
yeah, it has to be Sting or, you know, I will cancel my membership and then renew it a month from now for $9.99.
wait, how much is that, Travis?
Oh, is it $9.96 now?
Oh, okay. It's on sale.
3 cents. Nice. Yeah, Doug, what are your thoughts on this match?
I kind of, like, I agree with everything you guys say, that it's set up for Sting to win. My problem with that, though, is when Sting cut his promo saying that he was supposed to take out the NWO and he failed. And now he's going to take out the Authority because they're the new NWO. My problem with Sting winning, though, is this is it for Sting. Like, unless he comes back and takes on Taker next year, he has no more contract negotiated things with WWE, as far as I know. But even then, Triple H is coming back the next Monday. or 2 Mondays from now. The Authority's still going to be there. Triple H should win this match because of that driven basis. But at the same time, I do not think that the WWE will pull that off, and I think they will let Sting win.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, and like I said, Sting, years and years ago, he did not join the Invasion, and one of the reasons he said was because The Rock buried Booker T by saying, "Wait, who are you?" And he said that was, you know, you're basically saying that this person does not matter, and so he never joined WWE. I don't believe Sting would join WWE to lose his first match. I don't believe that. You know, I don't, so that's why I picked Sting.
I'll pick Sting too on this one, because you made a good point with that, Aaron, but it's almost, what if he signed for a little bit longer than what we all know about, you know, depending on Undertaker's health? Because if Taker comes out and says, hey, I got another one in me after this, why not have Sting versus Undertaker? Because that's the one guy he's always wanted to wrestle. And let's be honest, they're not getting any more younger than now. I mean, what, Sting's in his 50s, so is Taker's up there too? So.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So I guess
Flair, special guest referee.
That is true, yes. I guess we should move on, which I think is going to be the main event, which it should be, which is Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship title. I think I got it all. Travis, who's going to win this match?
Again, the signing has determined what I think would be the suitable victor. It's going to be Lesnar retaining. I mean, I really think they tried to get Reigns to gain that momentum, but you know, even just the way Raw ended with Reigns just kind of doing his little childish, no, it's my title, I'm not going to let go of it. I mean, it really took the wind out of his sailboat there. As far as momentum to looking like a powerful force to take out Brock Lesnar. And I mean, he manhandled John Cena 2 matches in a row. You know, if God help me, if Roman Reigns wins, I swear to God, I mean it this time. I mean it.
All right, Doug.
Lesnar winning hasn't necessarily changed, or Lesnar resigning hasn't really necessarily changed my idea on the ending of this one, but I will say Lesnar retains, yes.
Wow.
All right, Aaron, and your Andy. Thoughts. Aaron, I'm going to let you go first, because I actually have a paragraph that I wrote.
Can't wait to read your dissertation. This was incredibly hard for me, because you have Vince McMahon, who he said Roman Reigns, last year he said Roman Reigns is going to win at WrestleMania 31. I truly believe that. Based on the episode from last week and my explanation there. But I really, truly believe that Brock Lesnar re-signing changes that. Him re-signing changed my opinion completely. The boos that Roman Reigns has been getting, it just has been deafening. And so in my opinion, I think that you have to have Lesnar retain. You have to have him beat Roman Reigns, because you have to set up somebody else to take down Lesnar. Because I don't think Roman Reigns is that guy yet. I'm not saying he wouldn't be at all, but Roman Reigns, in my opinion, is not that guy yet.
All right. So should I go on my rant on this, or tell you what I think is going to happen?
Go right ahead, Andy.
All right. So this actually changed my thought process completely, because I actually had first Roman Reigns winning. But with Lesnar resigning, Lesnar's going to win. But Reigns turns heel, beats the crap out of Brock, and says he bought in with Seth. Seth comes out, 1, 2, 3, your new champion. That's because Lesnar resigned. That's the only reason why. Otherwise, Roman Reigns would have won. And he would still turn heel.
Can I pick you back on that?
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm convinced. I feel like Reigns, when he came back from his injury, he got the push. They expected him to, get over with the crowd, just as he was before he went down. He went down with his hernia. Crowd didn't buy into it, just like Batista when he came back. They weren't following it. So what do you got to do? You got to make him a heel.
Exactly.
I think he's going heel. I mean, I don't know about him joining up with Seth Rollins, but it could, man. they could, you know, they could build, you know, their own little faction, I guess. And then again, it's with Brock Lesnar re-signing, I feel like there's just so much opportunity now for storyline, especially with maybe who are the other title holders are for the Intercontinental and the U.S. title. Again, I think we can, they can actually get back into their old ways of just having, you know, some premier mid-carders. That's it.
So, Travis and Andy, it sounds like both of you are in the mindset that Seth Rollins is cashing in.
Well, yeah, I didn't believe so at first, but because what I really thought was that Reigns was going to win, but it was going to be because Paul Heyman turned on Brock Lesnar, and then Roman Reigns is his newest client. That way you continue the heel, Lesnar's gone, no hard feelings, but now that changes mm-hmm. everything. So with Rollins, I think that at this point he has to cash in, because I don't think Lesnar's going to be there at Raw. I mean, he might be scheduled, but... In a way, why have
if I remember correctly, he is scheduled for Raw the following Monday night. And I do agree. I think that Seth Rollins is going to cash in now. I actually, before we recorded this, you know, it was Roman Reigns is going to win. Seth Rollins is not going to cash in because they've teased it too much, you know. And so I think I actually kind of agree a little bit with your guys' idea that Lesnar beats Reigns. Reigns gets pissed, knocks Lesnar out. Rollins comes in, cashes in. I don't think that Reigns, there might be a little bit of like, you know, good job, Rollins, for being able to do that. I don't know if they'll reform, though, you know, if they'll do like a mini Shield or anything like that, but, you know, we'll see. Doug, what are your thoughts? Does Rollins cash in?
Before the re-signing, and this is where the Lesnar re-signing does change my opinion, I said that Rollins would cash in on Lesnar. And I was kind of thinking that what will happen is Lesnar would beat Roman. The Rock would come out and beat up Lesnar, therefore making it legitimate that Rollins comes in and cashes in. But now that Lesnar is re-signed, and kind of the reason why I went with Cena and why I think Daniel Bryan will win the titles is you're going to see a lot more focus on those titles now. Because Brock is going to retain the title, I don't think Rollins is going to cash in. You'll see a focus on Cena and whoever does win the Intercontinental title. They will be the focus of Raw from now on with the big main event set up for, you know, like a SummerSlam or something where Lesnar comes back. So I just don't see Rollins cashing in this time. I could see him trying to cash in on Monday night when something goes round and Lesnar goes out. But at the same time, I think Lesnar will hold on to the title for quite a bit now that he has re-signed.
Yeah, actually, that makes sense.
I would like to even see Rollins just get like furious and actually even have it to a point where Rollins never cashes in and then Money in the Bank happens and Lesnar's not there for him to cash in. So he loses his title match and he held on to it the whole time and never got to cash it in.
That would actually be an interesting storyline. That would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then he yells at the end, Damian Sandow!
Yeah. So after all that's been said, let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click strip installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code WrestleMania, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. So we forgot about one thing, didn't we, Aaron? The one match that I was so excited about, and if it wasn't for someone being saying something about Mizdow, Damian Sandow, we would have probably forgot about this. So
yeah, I apologize for that. That is my fault, guys. I just I overlooked it.
Do do do. All right. So, anyways, in this match, Doug, who will win the 30-man Andre the Giant Battle Royale?
The Andre the Giant Battle Royale. I forgot who I sent to you guys and said who I was thinking was going to win. I kind of wanted to see Rusev end up winning this. The way I wanted it to go down is to even say Cena comes out at the beginning and says he wants his rematch. Stephanie McMahon kicks him out of the building. Rusev wins the 30-man battle royal and then challenges Cena to a match or says something about that. Cena comes in and beats him at that point. Obviously not how it's going to go this time. But that being said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say Sheamus makes his appearance at WrestleMania and wins it.
All right. Travis, your thoughts?
All right. They say that I'm a dreamer, but I know I'm not the only one. Samoa Joe.
There's a problem with that, though. He's wrestling on, if I'm correct, it's the third.
He's going to be at Ring of Honor the night or two nights right before that.
Call me a dreamer, gentlemen.
All right. Well, Travis, if you had a second pick, who would it be?
AJ Styles.
Someone who's currently signed by WWE. Yeah.
JTG?
Let me go through my list here. Cesaro.
I don't believe he's in this.
Is 30 men. I have no idea.
I don't know if they're going to double up anybody because of the tag team match.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he will be in there, but
the Ascension.
I kind of disagree with that. I mean, you got to have previous year's winner. Am I right?
Yeah, maybe.
In my opinion. But, okay. Goldust. Signing out.
Ooh.
Okay. Goldust.
Last match.
All right. Goldberg's not in this one, right? This is the tough one. I don't know who to pick right off the top of my head, but if I had to pick the one person I want to win, that is Zack Ryder, who I think's going to win. It's going to be Damian Sandow. Or Damian Mizdow, I'm sorry.
Wait, isn't he Wizdow now?
Well, yeah, and he's keeps changing it. But we'll say the wrestler, the independent contractor, formerly known as Damian Sandow. There we go.
There you go.
I knew I'd get it some way, somehow. So yeah. let's just talk about this. Doug, are you really excited for WrestleMania?
I'm happy for it. Some of the buildup has been phenomenal. I've liked the Randy Orton Seth Rollins buildup. I love the IC title buildup. I think that has been great. But I think it lacks in being in a Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar main event. I love Brock Lesnar. I think he brings some legitimacy to a title like that. But Roman Reigns does not. Sting versus Triple H, I'd rather have it be Sting versus Undertaker. I think Bray will do a good job, and he's done a great promo to it. So overall, I'm going to try to give it a 7 out of 10 is what I'm predicting out of the show, which has been better than previous years. But at the same time, if I had my ideal WrestleMania to go to, this is not it.
All right, Travis, your thoughts.
Again, the glass is half full for me. I only expect to be disappointed. I think it's going to be better than last year. And, I mean, God, I hope that they take, you know, there's at least a couple matches where they take us by surprise. You know, I mean, hence the name WWE Creative. You know, it's not just a catchy title. But, I expect a good show. It's, you know, we're in the era where we're not forking in money to, you know, to pay for pizza, soda, and everybody's chipping in on the pay-per-view. You know, we got the WWE Network, so that's nice.
That's true. I think it's $75 this year, so you don't have to worry about that now. You don't have to get 10 guys to throw $10 together. You just basically pay $10 yourself or be like Aaron and not pay for it until the last possible moment.
So really, who are we to judge? You know, they're the ones giving us discount.
Yeah,
that is true. Aaron, your expectations for this year?
Yeah, I agree with Doug and Travis. I think it is going to be a pretty good pay-per-view. I listened to a couple of our other shows, and you know, we really eviscerated WrestleMania 27. I mean, we just talked about how terrible that was with Miz and Cena. I mean, that was just such a terrible, terrible WrestleMania. This is not going to be that one. I think this will probably be a 7 out of 10, more than likely. Honestly, Lesnar resigning is a huge deal, and I think that it really made this a bigger pay-per-view. You know, it made it feel more like a WrestleMania. The only thing I have to say negative about it, though, is that Lesnar Reigns did not feel, that does not feel like the big fight. You know, I think Sting Triple H feels more like a big fight. I think the IC title feels more like a big fight. The main event does not feel like a big fight to me, you know? It just doesn't. And I'm curious to see what they're going to do. This is one I'm going to be sitting there watching live on the edge of my seat just to see how they're going to mess it up for next Monday night.
That's, well, exactly. My expectations for this year, I really hope the pre-show does not bore me by the first hour, because of course I'm going to have it playing, because why not? I thought last year there was the nice part. We didn't have to worry about the fact that the stream actually was not that bad. I'm just hoping that for some reason the stream doesn't suck. And that's what I'm worried about the most. So I'm really excited. I do agree with you guys. 7 out of 10 is what I'm shooting for. Anything higher than that, I expect that, you know, it's going to be money. So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, actually, that's all the time we have for this WrestleMania special. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. And of course, AP will be live tweeting the entire time. I want to thank 86 Productions.
Not really.
I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Travis Peterson, Doug Hahn, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you in the ring.